In a speech today, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country has not even begun to fight in Ukraine, and he challenged the West to try to defeat Russia on the battlefield. Meanwhile, the Russian army appears close to taking the entire Donbass region in Ukraine's east, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The Donetsk city of Slovyansk is now on Russia's path as it seeks to conquer the Donbass. NPR reached Slovyansk Mayor Vadim Lyakh on the phone.
There are constant shellings, missiles, and artillery. Our citizens have been killed and wounded. This war of attrition is exhausting, and I think whoever holds out longer will be the winner.
NPR visited Slovyansk in 2014 when it was briefly occupied by separatist forces before Ukraine got it back. In February of this year, NPR visited Mayor Lyakh in his town hall. He expressed pride in his city's Ukrainian spirit. With Russian forces now bearing down on his city, Lyakh says he's just trying to get people out. Katarzyna Zist, a specialist on the Russian military who teaches at the Norwegian University Defense College, says Russian President Vladimir Putin was pleased when his troops finally took Luhansk, but now he wants all of the Donbass.
Of course, taking the whole Donbass would be even better to present this war effort and explain the Russian public that this all was worth it, and indeed that the Russian army has some tangible victory. But I do not think that this will be an end to the Russian offensive.
She says Putin's objective is subjugating all of Ukraine. The West is providing arms to keep that from happening, but a soldier NPR met on a break from fighting in the Donbass says aid is not coming fast enough. He gives his nom de guerre, Badger, and an anecdote.
Recently, we had a task to save some of our soldiers, but we couldn't get to them because we were under heavy shelling. And on the radio, you could hear calls for artillery to back us up. And artillery answered, "We can't help you. We have no more shells."
That may be changing. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the effects of allies' powerful new precision weapons are being seen on the front for the first time. Our defenders are inflicting noticeable blows on warehouses and other critical logistics points of the occupiers, he said. Despite the huge toll the war is taking on Russia militarily, economically, and politically, says Zist, Putin will continue because Ukraine is just a piece of his overall plan.
Russia wants to have a new European security architecture, but also they have ambitions in the broader international order. If I would simplify, I would say they would like to revert to the 19th century. It's basically a concept of a new concert of great powers.
A kind of big boys club, says Zist, where countries like Ukraine, the Baltic nations, or even Poland wouldn't necessarily have full sovereignty or control their destinies. Such a vision is completely unacceptable to the West, she says, but she doesn't believe Putin will stop until somebody stops him. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.